It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
As we study the dispensation of the church, you've heard me say this, that God has always had a plan. Well, that plan includes order. God expects order, not only in the things of this world, as we see the world turning and the things of the universe and things are held by Him. He has created all things. And we've seen how that the order of God starts with Him. We need to love God. He must be number one in our lives. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3 says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Man has been created by God to serve God. But we know that Adam sinned, and therefore by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men. We know that. And the wages of sin is death. But we've also seen the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The book of Romans tells us all of that. Well, there's an order. First, a person gets saved, and then they start serving God. But you see, sometimes we as children of God, we forget to put God first in our lives. Well, God needs to be number one in our lives. Not only for the unsaved person who needs to put God first by getting saved, but we who are saved, who have trusted Jesus Christ, we're to have no other gods before Him. We should never let something come into place, come take the place of God in our lives. Joshua chapter 24 and verse 14 says, "Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served," and this would be tradition. This is, he's speaking here of the tradition of men. Don't listen to what man says, listen to what God says. But he's speaking here to the Jewish people, but he's speaking to us as well today, because we can look at this and we can see and say that God is speaking to our hearts through this. It says, "And put away the gods which your fathers served," and that's tradition on the other side of the flood. We can have many things that's actually coming before God. It can be food even. It could be money. It could be a house. It could be any number of things, but we are not to put anything in front of God. It says, and goes on to say in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 14, once again it says, "Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood in Egypt." Now, Egypt is a form of the world. It's a representation of the world, the things that are in the world. We're to get away from those things. We got saved, and we're not to serve those things, but the verse goes on to say in Joshua 24:14, "And serve ye the Lord." We're to serve the Lord with all of our hearts. We're to put God first, number one. And I wonder, is God number one in your life? Well, number two, once again, now we're looking at the order of things that God has set down in His Word. It's not what I think. It's not what someone has said in the past, simply saying it. It's what God says in His Word. God is first. And then we see how that number two is the home. Well, note the order of things in the home now. First, we see man. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, and the first part of that verse says, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him." So we see that man was created first. And then we see that woman came on the scene. Genesis chapter 2, verses 20 through 24. "And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So, we see in the beginning God, then God created man, and then God made woman. And then we see something else happened. Genesis chapter 4 talks about children. Genesis 4 and verses 1 and 2. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. She again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. But we keep reading, and we find out that children came on the scene. That would be number 3 in the order of the home. Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. It says, So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply. In other words, have children. And replenish. That word replenish means to fill up, means to fill, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. But once again, there's a certain order, not only in the home, but we see in the world today, that man is to have dominion. It seems right now that there's things having dominion over the man. We see how that so-called global warming, these global alarmists say that we're all dying and we're going to die because of the heat that we're causing. If you study this, you'll find that they believe that when you breathe CO2, that you're causing pollution. The only answer to get rid of pollution, especially for a person, is to kill that person. So these people who are telling you that there is a global warming, they're also not telling you the facts, that their idea is that people need to go. You say, well, that's far-reaching. No. If you study this, you'll find that the person who is breathing right now in the eyes and minds of these people who are pushing global warming, in the mind and eyes of these people, they see a person as causing pollution, of causing global warming, anything that breathes. Now, this verse goes on to say that we're to have dominion over things. We're not to let something have dominion over us. I remember a hospital that was being built. They had to stop building on that hospital because an owl had made a nest over one of the doors. They could not disturb that bird. Millions of dollars was lost because of a bird. Well, man's responsibility is to have dominion over that bird. I didn't say kill the bird. I say move the bird, get the bird out of there, and build the hospital. So many things are happening like that in our world today. You and I need to stand up for the Word of God and for God Himself and do what He wants us to do and tell other people, you need to be serving God. We're to have dominion over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Not just a few things, but everything that moves upon the earth. I'm speaking of man is to have dominion and not let anything have dominion over us. Well, in the home, we see man, woman, and child. Well, notice the order of the home. Now, I've said that we can look at it like this, man, woman, and child or children. But notice this. First of all, we see the man. We see men. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 19. When we see men in the home, we see husbands. Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, the husband is a representation of Jesus Christ. I didn't say he was Jesus Christ. I said he's a representation in the home. Just as Christ loved the church, the husband is to love his wife. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. We are to take care of the wife. Husbands, love your wives. Take care of your wife. Watch over your wife. Protect your wife. Men, be men. Stand up for the right. Do what God wants you to do. Get saved. Know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Be a man and step up. Be the head of the home. The first way you become the head of the home is to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's the way you really become the head of the home, is because then you can love your wife even as Christ also loved the church. Then we see the order of things in the home. Many times we'll see fathers. Not all the time. Some people do not have children for one reason or another. But we do see fathers in the home. Colossians 3:21, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We're to take care of the children. We're to watch over our children. We're to raise them. Just let them go. Just let them do whatever they want to do. No, it says to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you say, well, I'm sending my child to church. I'm telling my child to go to church. Well, what about you? Are you being the example? Are you setting the example for your child? You're to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You're to raise them according to God's word. Get saved. Know Jesus Christ as your Savior and do things right according to the word of God. Now, we'll cover one more aspect of the home, and that is the woman. Genesis 3:26 says, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. In Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that means don't be a drunk, that they may teach the young women to be sober, that means to be right-minded, that means to be serious about things, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Just as I said, men are to be men, women are to be women. The way that you are to be a woman is to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Just as you're to be obedient to your husband, you're to be obedient to God. You're to trust him as your Lord and Savior. Ask him to come into your heart today. May God help each of us to serve God, put him first, and then put the proper order in our homes.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.